Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Boys.
DMV family, this is JB with your weekly radio show, JB's Lock It In. And this week, you know, I'm going out, I'm going to be in Cecil County with Scotty G and the rest of my Grudge Inc. family. We're going to be out at Cecil County Dragway for Left 4 Dead. That's right, Left 4 Dead Grudge event. And we got some big ones. We ain't got no small ones locked in. This week, going down at Cecil County, you got Gene Stevens from the DMV in the Most Wanted Camaro taking on the Corner Boys in their Camaro. You got Mr. Petey Avram from Team North, you know, from the .NET boys. He's going to take on Lester Neely from the White Boys. That's going to be one headliner motherfucking race. As y'all know, these are two of the baddest small block owners around. You got the White Boys claiming they got the baddest one, and then you got Petey from the North claiming he got the baddest one, the baddest extreme small block. So this is going down at Cecil County. They are running for the title of the baddest extreme nitrous small block. So that's going down. And then you got a race that everybody's talking about. It's getting more press than some of the other races. You got a race from the Coupe Performance-tuned Dirty Boys car taking on none other than Big Dave and his Taliban crew with the Jolly Rancher. Yes, Ahmad and Coupe Performance with the Dirty Boys car, they are taking on the Jolly Rancher for the Georgia Small Block Belt. That race is going down. Also, you know, Terry Clark, Ted Slurziak, and Aaron Schaefer are coming over from the SVO camp, and they want to do business with none other than my boy Russell McManus and the Crazy Bitch. And they are going to try to do battle for the Boosted Fox Body Belt. That was a belt that was held by Stevie Fast in his grudge days, and, you know, that belt was turned back in. And, you know, it's time to get the Boosted Grudge cars backed in line. So SVO and the Crazy Bitch are going at it on 28th, both small block boosted cars, and they going to the 8th mile for the belt. Also, you have Donye Mr. Fade the Black himself, my brother from another mother from the Midwest, he is locked in twice. He is locked in to run Tony Wright and the Unknown Soldier, Baby Hitler, and then he is also locked in to run Tony Bonds and Rambo. Those races are locked in. Also, we got some other stuff coming out, some other boys looking for that action. My boys from the DMV, Justin Ellis and his crew, Fox Racing, they looking to come up. They want to do some business. If anybody on here can get in touch with Mr. Scott Milner, they are looking to do business with the Purple Coupe Performance Car. So by the end of this show, if somebody can get in touch with Scott Milner and see if he is bringing that Beast Coupe Performance Purple Car on the 28th, and he wants to do some business, Ugly is looking to make an appearance at Cecil County. They, you know, heads up on 28th, 8 Mile. So if anybody, you know, on here tonight, I see some 478 numbers. If y'all get in touch with somebody from Coupe Performance and, you know, they're bringing the purple car and they want to lock some in, you know, get up with me. Push that one button. We're going to get that answered. But they are looking for some action on 28th. 28 nitrous cars, they looking for that action. Also, from the Midwest, you got John Doe is coming over. Yes, Young Money Racing, John Doe. They are coming over with that sexy-ass G-body, nitrous down, coming from the Midwest. I think these guys are leaving tonight. They're all teaming up and riding down together. John Doe, Fade the Black, and SVO are coming from the Midwest to play. Also, other guys that are coming to show support, my boy Never Scared Wayne, the car is not ready right now, but Mr. Never Scared is coming over to show support. Also, Jay Barnes from Grudge Inc. is bringing his car that he has named the Zookeeper. Now, from what I have heard, the Zookeeper and the Ski Mask, yes, Mr. George, Big George in the Ski Mask, they have some business they want to do. I know Jay is bringing the Zookeeper. The Zookeeper will be there. That's a big block Mustang on 28th. And, you know, he's going to bring it. It hasn't been debuted yet. He just got it together. He's going to bring it on out. And, you know, him and Mr. Big George, man, they've been talking their shit back and forth, and it's all good because you know how George is. George going to talk it, but George going to lock in the race and do something. So he's coming up, George from the DMV, Big George. Mr. Ski Mask is coming to Cecil. Who else is coming? Sean Murphy, talked to him the other day. He said, JB, I think I'm coming. He said, I'm probably going to make that trip. So Sean Murphy in the cleaner. Big block on 28th is coming up to see sort of play around. Brian Nelson in his Disco Nova. Yes, Disco Nova is coming to play at Cecil County. Hold on, guys. We got a mic opening up right now. 256-558-5665. Your mic is open, sir. Who am I talking with? 256-558-5665. Your mic is open. All right, well, whenever you want to get in, your mic is open, sir. 256 area code. I'm going to leave it open, so when you want to get in, you can holler at me. Another mic. This is from the Carolina, I'm guessing, 336-825-1773. Your mic is open.
What's going on, JV?
What's going on?
Yeah, it's Austin.
Oh, what's going on, Mr. Austin Garner? How you doing? Yeah, I was just, I had tagged you earlier. Next week, I don't know what you got going on, but William Brown has called, you know, me and him have talked, and next week, after I get through this week with mine, I am coming up to BMP, and he wants to do a 28, 29 slick only, and, you know, no balls, no chassis cars, and he wants to do a shootout, 8 Mile, BMP, and it's 125 each car, And it's $1,500 on top by William Brown.
All right.
So, I mean,
me and the ruler might come up there.
Yeah, I know I tagged him and I tagged a few others. So far, I can tell you this. We got Brock the Green Goblin. We got the Disco Nova. We got Brock bringing two or three other cars. I think it's the Duster and two other cars. And then we also got Dwayne Robinson coming in the slut to play next week. So those are the cars already that have locked in. I mean, have told me they are coming next week to William Brown's Labor Day shootout.
All right. I got to see what I'm doing that Saturday, see if I can clear my schedule.
All right, well, just to let you know, yeah, if you can clear your schedule, come on down and, you know, like I said, you know, after I'm done with this week in Cecil, I'll be at VMP next week with William Brown for his Labor Day race.
Okay, hey, I ain't know if I was going to make it to Fairleigh, but Virginia, I might be able to make that one.
Okay, well, yeah, come on, like I said, come on down, you know. We're going to have a good little time. It's, I think some of the locked-in races so far, I don't have the list in front of me, but it got a right good list. I know from what I know, Big Nasty Boo is taking on Goldie for round two. As you know, Goldie knocked off Big Nasty a couple months ago, and I think they're trying to get a lock-in between Ugly, owned by the Fox Boys, taking on the Big Nasty Boo. And they got a couple others that are slowly getting locked in. So that should be a good little event.
Well, Goldie going to go ahead and knock him to sleep again. That's just going to be the end of that.
So Goldie going to go ahead and put the finishing touch on it. So that's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the end of it. He won't ask him no more after that
one. All right. I respect that. That's just coming straight out and saying how you feel. That's how you're supposed to do. I mean, that, you know, I know I see Russell on there talking. He talking big, but I'm going to tell you, I mean, I ain't going to lie, Big Nasty ride, but I've seen Goldie dance, and I can tell you, Goldie dance. So, you know,
talking don't win you that race. You got to sit down beside them cars.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, All the shit gonna stop on. I'll say this: all the shit gonna stop next Saturday at about 1 or 2 o'clock. And you know when that shit stop, it's gonna be, you know, a couple shakedowns and get it in the light. So who y'all got locked in this week? Or y'all got anybody locked in this week?
No, we ain't got nothing set up yet. Hey, we don't even know what's, you know, ain't nobody called us or anything. Might try a little bill again.
Okay, go ahead and get the little truck back, huh?
Yeah, go ahead and finish that up. Really, you know, got a surprise coming, getting the black man ready for a new change.
Huh? You said you're getting the Mamba ready for a new change?
Yeah. She ain't going to be the same from next year.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Steve.
Mm. Well, let me open up this mic. Let me open up this mic. Yo, who we got? What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on? Hey, I hear somebody trying to talk. Is that 240-682-4919?
What's going on, JB?
Yo, who we got? What's going on?
We got Kenny Fox.
What's going on, Kenny? What's going on? So, hey, you can help me out a little bit. Is the race between, I know that, you know, that everything, and I know Larry's thing, you know, isn't going down at MIR, so is there something trying to be worked out for VMP, or y'all, you're a bit nasty?
We're trying to talk it over, and we're seeing if we can head down there. But if not, then, I mean, we ain't going to be able to make it down there, so there ain't no point of talking. But if we're going to make it down there, we'll try to get Big Nasty and we'll try to run Ghost.
If we can
make it, we're definitely going to run them.
All right, well, hey, Austin, if this go down, who you like? Now, you still here. Who you like? If Ugly from the Fox camp, Ron Goldie. Got to think about that one a little bit.
I think he hung up on you, JB.
No, he's still in there. 336-825-1773.
Oh, hello. I didn't listen. What happened?
Hey, who you like if Goldie and Mr. and Ugly Mustang get it on next week at VMP?
Yeah, I gotta say Goldie.
Okay. Yeah, that might. Yeah, like I got Kenny Fox on there. He said, you know, they gotta, you know, make sure they can come. But if they coming, they gonna try
but
to.
But I mean, that's just from what I see now. If Kenny Nick could turn that Mustang up to actually get busy at the hole, then it'd be a race.
Oh, okay. So you're saying if old Ugly can turn up the heat out the hole, it's gonna be a good race.
Yeah, I believe so. Right now, it looks like Goldie run away with that one.
Okay. All right. Now, go back to this. If Ugly and Big Nasty run, who you like?
I go with Ugly on that one.
Okay, Ugly over the Big Nasty. But I hear. Hey, look. I'm about to close this microphone unless you got something. 256-558-5665.
Hey, JB.
Yo, what's going on?
Was the ruler try to do anything with Ugly?
Let's see about that. Austin Garner, if the ruler come down to VMP, would y'all do something with Ugly?
Not with that burgundy car.
Okay, so I know
that burgundy car is a full interior street car.
Okay, so is it another car? Or?
It is another one, and you just have to wait for it to get finished.
Okay, so be a little while out, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, I could talk to her. Hey, if we want to give up a little small block on 28th or something, we might get a dance with them.
No, I was just asking because of the ruler was on there talking that once he gets his birds out the way, he'll try something.
Yeah, now that burger, hell, that damn thing, 3,400 pounds.
I hear that. Hey, let me ask you this, Austin. I know he's coming up to Cecil, and I know you know him quite well. Does APS muffler, is he a shootout guy or a grudge guy?
Well, I don't even think people really remember who this guy is. He's been on the scene a long time. If you ever think, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, it was a car called Kryptonite, a white Mustang.
I remember Kryptonite.
That's Kryptonite. That is the older Kryptonite years ago.
Listen
to that right there. He's a grudge racer.
He's been on the scene for a while, so yeah, I was just asking because I know him and I guess it is, was it DC Skins fan or his boy, they texted me and said they were coming up to play in the small block shootout, and as you know, Lester is very hungry right now, and the first thing Lester said is, you know, he won all small block action at Cecil County this Saturday, so, you know. I know APS muffler ain't nothing to fuck with, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure if Tim get up there and say, I mean, his mom might be set on that shootout, but if they call every just knocked out of the shootout, I'm pretty sure he's going to have his mind. Nobody's going to get it.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Another mic open. Oh, 646-773-4544.
It's me, dog. I'm here.
Who is that?
Your boy Scotty.
Who? Hold on. Is this
Damn, but I didn't know you had that many people there.
Yeah, is this Scotty Giordano?
Yes, it is.
Oh, what's going on, Scotty G? What is going on? Yes, Scotty G, as my brother from another mother, we going to get it down this weekend at Cecil. Everybody, Scotty is on. He, as you know, Scotty G is the tuner of Mr. Fade the Black, and Fade the Black is going to try to put a fade on two cars this week at Cecil County. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Scotty, are you bringing the Camaro too?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring old Jeff Lou out this weekend and maybe a little testing if I got any time.
Oh, so the Jeff.
The way it's gonna seem, you know, we're gonna be busy as hell the way it seems right now.
Okay.
With all the people that are coming, shit, we ain't gonna have time to do nothing the way it looks.
We're
hoping everything goes good, and we're hoping that all these damn races that are locked in come off this weekend, and everybody, I mean, it's going to work out good for some, and it ain't going to work out good for others, but hopefully everything comes off good, and everybody has a good time.
Yeah, man, yeah. I think we're going to have a damn good time, man. I just talked to Bookie and Tate. I think they're leaving in a few.
Yeah, you're right. I think they're leaving tonight, right?
Yeah, they're leaving tonight. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10 and heading on up. I'm staying at in Edgeville, which I guess is Edgewood, which is like 15, 20 minutes from the track.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm staying at Edgewood, so I'm going to pull out in the morning, go get this rental, because my old girl, man, I got an old girl. I got an Impala 2006. She ain't gonna make it up there too many times, man. She got 250 plus on old girl, you know. She a track horse.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
You
let her stay home and rest.
Yeah,
let
I gotta put
Scotty
G. Who is that?
Kenny.
Oh, that's Scotty. That's one of my boys from the DMV. That's Kenny Fox with the Fox Racing Crew.
Oh shit, man! What's happening?
What's going on, buddy? You going to have that captain this weekend?
Listen. Come on now.
I'm going to put it this way.
I'm going to have enough bottles for every damn race that comes off. How's that?
That sounds good to me. Just making sure you got the lineup good.
Yeah. Shit, so, man, it seems, I tell you, the weather's been good. The weather looks good. It's going to be killer racing weather.
The weather's
going to be unbelievably perfect as far as temperature and humidity.
So I already know your tuning skills going to come. Once you get a little hit of captain, and that fade to black will start fading on. She's going to start fading on away. We got somebody else that want to get in with Mr. Scotty G. Mr. French Montana, your mic is open.
What's good, baby? What's good?
What's the word? What's the word, man?
Ain't nothing with it, man.
You're coming out to come play, come watch at least?
Man, there's a wild man shit in the woods.
All right, good. That's what I want to hear.
Yes, sir. I ain't never been to Caesar, so I'll be up there.
Now, I tell you, it's a nice place, and the track itself, the track surface, Jimmy does, man, as you all know if you follow, you know, the fastest 10-5 calls in the world come out of there. And
so,
Jimmy,
in other words,
lace
my shoes up.
Yeah, like I said, Jimmy does a hell of a job prepping. And the fact that we're going to have the weather on our side is going to be crazy, you know. Like, of course, anytime it's 95, 100 degrees, nothing works, but shit. It's going to be like in the mid-70s. Man, I tell you, I'm excited as hell that If anybody's ran all year, they're gonna run the best over there so far. That's how good the weather's gonna be.
Like that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Something new, something different. I ain't never been there, so.
No doubt it takes a nice little spot, and like I said, it's not really known for grudge too much, but I tell you, it's just the facility itself, as far as getting it done, what. You know, what we try to do, man, it's going to be really good. Really nice place.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it. So
yeah.
Hopefully everything goes to schedule. Like you said the weather going to be nice, so that's even better.
Yeah, because shit, for August, having weather like that where it's usually 90 or 100 degrees and 90% humidity, we couldn't even ask for you know, better weather than that at this time of the year, you know?
So in other words, if your car tuned right, we're going to see torches.
Ah, oh, mine? Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I like to hear.
We're probably going to make one or two hits, but nothing, I know I'm going to be running around like crazy and
keep everything on schedule. Then one or two hits are deadly, though.
Oh, yeah, no. So we actually messing around with some 29s. I ain't messing with them in about 2 years now. I've been fucking with these radials. But we just want to make, you know, just get a 29 tune-up real quick, just in case, wherever we land, in case we need them. But, oh, yeah, you're going to see some flames. You know that.
Oh, yeah. These are no bars, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember a while ago, man, before when we used to come down to the when they very first started doing that race down MR, the Nate Pritchard thing.
Yeah.
He'll run one time with bars and one time without bars. And I was like, I don't know how he doing it, but he would make a pass with bars and take them off and like nothing changed.
Okay. Yeah, it takes time, you know, like everything else. It's a lot of these calls early on. You know, when you start with bars, because you set the car up differently, because you got a lot more leeway, you know, a lot more stuff that you ain't going to worry about the chassis so much.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do go to no bars, that's where everything has to be right. Because, you know, then they just want to stand up, and then you can't even race.
Right.
It just makes you work a little harder.
Mm-hmm. I know JB pumped up. JB, you good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I got me a pint and a half of some of that good stuff, so I'm good.
Oh, man.
That's it? Only a pint and a half?
Huh?
Oh, man.
What are we going to do with a pint and a half?
Well, your boys told me they don't drink. See, I hope they on here right now, but Tate and Bookie and all of them said they don't drink. So I guess
the whole crew don't drink. The one time you want to hear something funny, I think it was last year, I think, we was up in Milan. Oh, yeah, I think it was around this time. We was up in Milan, and they had a shootout with one of the Pritchard boys races. And Donnie ended up winning. So we had one that night. Donnie had one shootout. We was all taking pictures, and then, of course, I was over there with my castle, with my bottle in my hand. And then Donnie grabbed that motherfucker out of my hand, and he had what we call the Scotty G pose.
Yeah.
The fucking captain, he put that captain up in the air in front of everybody. And everybody was, including myself, we was all stunned.
Hey, Scotty G, I think you got another friend in here. Let's see who we got. 410-800-5687. Your mic is open. Who we got?
What's going on, JB? This is Kevin with the Pizza Gang.
Oh, Pizza Gangster crew. What's going on?
Not much, man. It's my first time, you know, being on the show. You know, I want to say what's up, you know, Prince Montana, Kenny Fox, everybody, all the fam, what's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
So good,
man?
So good.
What's going on?
Yeah, we only kicking
much,
it with
man.
Mr. Captain himself. Yes, not Captain Morgan, Mr. Captain Giordano himself.
Yeah, Scotty G, a bad man. I'm watching him for years.
Yeah, so good, man. I appreciate that.
I got to hang out with him at VMP not too long ago. Good guy, man. You know, he almost missed his flight because he didn't want to lead the racing, man. He almost missed his flight.
Hey, JV.
Yo.
I remember as soon as I came over there, I was talking to you. Scotty came out the little the camper. Camper pulled build up.
Hey, hold on. Hey, we got some ice screaming in the background. We're gonna have to mute the mic if.
Oh, that's me, JB. Coworkers was walking by.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, damn, we say Scotty G. They all there. Damn, Scotty, where you been?
Scotty G. Been walking around that don't know who know him.
You know, now everybody know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was coming. You know, it's going to be fun about this weekend for a change. Now I'm going to get to watch everybody else.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be real exciting for me.
Oh yeah, But
Scotty G, the international player.
But yeah, hey Scotty, man, let me ask you something. You probably know. How does John Doe sit? Somebody had asked me that earlier today, and I know the car looks good. And I
tell you what,
that
son of a bitch looks pretty as hell. I gotta be honest.
Oh my god, that's a
I only seen pictures so far. I know they come, and I really want to see it up close. But I tell you what, that son of a bitch looks clean as hell.
Oh yeah,
really does.
I think it's on 28th, right? Is it on? I might be wrong.
And that I don't know. 28th or 29th, I would guess. But
okay.
It looks sharp, man. It looks sharp.
Yeah, man. The boy, the Fox boys will be up there too. There's a car coming that Ricky still tunes on called Hannibal that will coming up to play a little bit.
Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to
Hannibal.
I ain't seen Ricky in a while.
Yeah, hey, Hannibal.
JB.
Yeah, he'll be up. Huh? Who we got?
Hey, speaking of, Ugly, man, my pick in the race with Ugly and Goldie and Big Nasty, man, I'm riding with Ugly in both races, man.
Okay, yeah, I asked about that earlier, and, I think Black Mamba Crew said that, he liked Ugly versus the Boo, but he liked the Goldie versus Ugly. I said, well, guess we'll see.
And if they want side action, they can come see me. I'll take it all.
Okay. All right. That definitely, I'm going to let them know. Side action on French.
JB.
Yo, what's going on?
I'm going to throw another curve in it, too. It's going to be a little gamble, but I like a gap for Nasty Boo.
Okay. Okay, well, I think I'm going to see him this week. I think Russell's supposed to be, he a bus man. He be here, he be there, he be here. So he might, I don't know if he's going to be in Cecil this weekend, but I know the boy's going to be there. I got a couple confirmations from some of the other boys from up there, so maybe we can see what the boys like. I think they like the Boo, but
I'll give you a warning right now. Like if you standing like how you stand on the starting line, don't wear any flammable cologne or because you catch on fire.
So y'all got a Scotty G tune in there?
it's a Fox tune.
I was talking about Scotty G tunes the other day. I remember a couple weeks ago, I seen this pass against this car called the Big Time Camaro, and I was like, I thought it was a bracket race or something, maybe how far they were apart. And then I was like, well, damn, and then I see these flames hung out the side, and somebody was like, yeah, Scotty G definitely was there. I was like, well, if he wasn't, who tuning? You know what I'm saying? I know he there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so
this
I can't.
Good one. Like I said,
let me ask you this, French. Who you like? Go ahead. You honest. Who you like? Donye versus Tony Bynes, first race. Who you like?
Good gosh almighty.
Okay,
let me take a sip of Captain Morgan and think about it. I'm gonna ride with Donye.
Okay. Now, this one is a little. I think this one's gonna be closer because I can kind of feel this one.
Jeremy, before you go, how was my predictions for last week? I know I was dead on.
Yeah, I think you were dead on.
I think I went undefeated. Is that right?
Yeah, you went undefeated.
All right, now let me go.
So Tony Wright versus Fade to Black. Yeah, now see you gotta sip that Captain a little more now because This one's not sipping.
This is shots.
Boy, my man, now you're talking more my style.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with Donya again, man.
Okay, okay. Well, hey, I ain't mad at you on that one.
And to clear it up, JB, you know me. It ain't just because Scotty on the phone.
Yeah. I know, you know, Scotty done got a little older. He don't fight no more, so he good.
All right, good. give me some more predictions. I got, that was Donya on both of them, right?
All right, here we go. Scotty, what we got next? Who is it? Coop.
Well, how
Coop
about
versus,
Coop
versus
with
Jolly Rancher.
Oh, I got Coop.
All right, got Coop.
That's an easy win.
All right, easy win on that one. Gene Stevens versus the Corner Boys.
Who is the Corner Boys?
Give me Gene. All right. I got to
pick
Gene.
Never heard of him. Gene was... ain't going to be no gap, but you can see the color difference.
Okay. And Russell McManus in what is known now as the Crazy Bitch versus SVO.
Due to the fact he changed his name to that and make you scared to bet against him.
I got SVO.
All right,
I got
the guy
on that one, too.
That's Kenny.
Kenny, you got 5 on it.
Oh. All right.
You got a hot dog on it.
Low 5. That ain't no good with that.
SVO's a bad man.
Hey, Prince.
Yeah.
I think I got to take your side action on that, too, man. I'm going to go with SVO.
Okay, uh-oh. Damn, Nick. Side action. There you go.
Oh, boy. All right, well, hey, I need to ride home still, so don't. If I win, you know, still take me back home.
Hey, you're riding up there with me. You're gonna ride home with me.
Oh yeah, so either way, I gotta pay you.
It says either way, if you win, you pay for gas on the way home.
No shot. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna pick everybody. Pick SVO. I'll take what you just called it because I'm scared to bet against it now. Hey, I'll
tell you what. I'll do one better. I'm going to open this mic, and I'm going to ask him who they like. I'm going to put him on the spot, and he don't even know it. 219-614-4018. Who do you like, SVO versus the Crazy Bitch?
SVO with the gap.
Oh, SVO with the gap. Okay. Are you side betting on that? Or are you going? Let
sure.
me guess. I know what you're going to say. Bet to the sky, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I kind of know who this is. And Scotty G, you know who this is too, Scotty. You take a guess.
Yeah. Man, I couldn't even guess who that.
It's Terry. What's up, Scotty?
Oh, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Cool. Looking forward to see you too.
Thank you for
putting me in. Oh, yeah. We're ahead up on the road here in a few hours.
That's cool, man. Good deal, man. I'm glad. I'm glad they got it back together, and man, I'm real happy you guys are coming.
Yeah, Aaron drove to Ohio, got the crank last night, drove it up to Philly, put
good
the motor
deal.
Together last night. So,
good deal, man. Good deal.
Yeah.
Any more races, man?
Oh, well, it can be.
I'm ready to go. We can go all night.
Hold on.
Go all night?
We got the other people up for grabs for the small blocks.
Oh yes, we do. Yes, hey, I tell you what, let's go
I'm
ahead
ready.
And get this one over with. Who do you like, Petey Small Block and what I call Hurricane Sandy because he calls it that because Hurricane Sandy kind of you know forked the bill on that one and
yeah it did
versus. No other than Lester Neely from the White Boys.
Petey Small
Block. You know what?
I'm going to take Petey. I got Petey.
You got Petey? Terry Clark, who you
hold
like?
Hold on.
I'm going to go with the White Boys.
Oh, we got a date? Uh-oh.
Who? I bet you're a French fry.
Terry Clark don't bet French fries. He got money. Don't watch him now. He come out there. See, he talk like, yeah, you know, yeah. This. But see, when he get up there, he going to be ready. He going to be He gonna be after people because I already he been after somebody quite often these last couple weeks, and we know who he's Kenny Fox and French. He been after one person quite hard, man. He been hard on my boy, man. Y'all
tell
know who he's talking about.
Talk
Black Mustang
on
28.
Why is he so hard on Cubby?
Yeah, hard on Cubby, man.
Man, why
is
he so hard on Cubby?
He's trying to get him to race.
But that, hey, that's
man.
Cubby's going to be all right. Cubby's with the Fox Racing. Cubby's going to be all right now.
That's good. You lock him in for him then, too.
When he gets straight, no problem. But since he ain't straight, this ugly thing right here is straight. We can lock that in.
We'll be there.
Oh, shit.
Lord, have mercy. Damn.
Baby,
like
you, you act like you seen something like ghost or something. You all right? You all right?
I ain't got no ghost. We'll be there tomorrow, Shakedown.
Shakedown? Shakedown? Who does Shakedown? We come right out the box and we get in the water.
Yeah. We're actually just putting the car together right now.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I'll let you slide this time.
Yeah. But if we like what we see tomorrow night, don't go running.
I'm not, hey, if you want action with ugly, you get one Shakedown, then we get in the water. There is no full time. That's it.
Oh, we don't do that.
Oh, okay.
We don't do that.
JB.
Yo.
Can you tell me what's the opposite of pretty, please?
What's the opposite of what?
Pretty.
Ugly.
Oh, all right. You got to say it with your chest when you say ugly.
Yeah, you got to say ugly. You got to put it on. You got to say it like
you got to split it up. It's ugly.
Okay, so, all right. So, let me ask you
this. Hey, friend. Don't forget, you got to tell him if he stay ugly like that, he got to make the nasty-ass face, too.
Hey, don't worry about that. Everybody.
When the flames come on, your face automatically changes.
All right. So am I hearing that if Ugly like what he see, there's a chance that Ugly will jump dead on SVOS.
It's no point of what Ugly sees. He got one Shakedown pass and he got action, but he said he don't want to do it. So Ugly going to
stand. We got the shootout plus we're racing that other guy first.
Okay, well
so,
I'm not gonna give you 10 passes and then go race
you. We already locked in with that one guy. I don't know what his name is. Crazy Horse or Bitch or something.
I don't know.
It depends on the shootout. When the shootout starts and when it ends, you know what I mean?
That's a 28 tire shootout, right?
28, 29.
Yep.
Okay, so what happens if you draw this ugly motherfucker first? Can we bet on it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Sound good to me.
Yep.
And on that note,
we're gonna go to commercial break.
All right, well, while we on commercial break, Scotty, we got a new line open, 757-630-3408. Your mic is open.
What's going on, JB? It's top notch.
Top notch. What is going on, sir?
Not a whole lot, man. How you been?
Hey, doing nothing. We kicking it with Mr. Captain Morgan himself tonight.
I hear you, man. I hear you, buddy. We looking forward to coming up to Cecil to watch this race, man. It's a good thing you two guys got this race put together. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Scotty G.
Yes, sir.
That's top notch. Got a little small block Mustang. He's in the stable right now getting it ready for upcoming weeks, but he's coming up to hang out this weekend. You know, you'll catch him around, ride around. You got to watch his dad, though, if he bring his dad. He's
trying
to lock your ass in.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Hey, I got to say something real quick, man. I mean, I've never seen this SVO car in person, but I know a little bit about it. But I will side bet anybody that wants to bet against that car, if it's ugly or the other car, no matter who it is, I think that's a bad position on 28, period.
Okay.
I'll take that side bet.
Okay. Just let the man run the shootout in his first race, and we can side bet to the moon as long as he's got oil pressure.
I like hearing that. If he pulls that Joker first pass in the shootout, you ain't gonna bet him.
If he's running anybody for money, I'll side bet with him all night long.
Okay. Now you're saying because he's fresh, whatever, he just got the motor back, but he still has knowledge of what he got to do on them 28. We only got two passes on them 28. We don't know what's going on. We run radials and that's it. We put 28s to run one person.
Right.
So if we get a little bit of knowledge, we're going to test him. We get a little bit of more knowledge, you're going to see the new king of 28 worldwide instead of just the DMV.
You guys riding in that car, man. Ugly looks real good. But SVO, man, SVO is on another level. I'm going to tell you that.
You're
right.
We're going after that level. We ain't going to try. We are going after that level.
Oh,
damn.
Man.
Hey, you got Verizon?
All day, every day.
Can you hear us now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good.
You just let me know how much you want to bet with.
Surely.
Hey, hold on. Let me open these.
As long as it's ugly, you got it.
Let me open
okay.
these two mics up. I don't want the. Hey, I'm sorry about that, guys. 804-490-3358 and 828-217-1913. Your mics are open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What we got?
What's up, buddy? This game, man.
Oh, shit. Now, I know why you on here, and I was just thinking about that. The reason that you're on here is you got a call-out.
I got a what?
You looking to call somebody out.
Oh, that's the only reason I get on. Hey, is SVO going to Ronnie Brown's race?
Terry Clark.
Yeah, down at South Georgia.
Yeah, Terry Clark still on. Terry Clark.
So Ronnie Brown is coming up in like end of next month?
Yeah, September 20th.
Yo, what's going on? Hey, I ain't scared. I'll log SVO in.
What?
I got a big block nitrous 28, 275, stock suspension, no wheelie bars.
Hey, SVO camp, are you still on?
Yeah, give me a minute, JB. I'm at work. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
Hey, who called them Pink Warriors?
Huh?
Somebody said Pink Warrior?
No, that's Skinny. That's Skinny Man looking for some action for Ronnie Brown's race.
No, they say SB, I know, don't mess with it. But he said he's the baddest man around. Well, I'm going to try him. I ain't scared.
Okay. That's it. You can't, I mean, he didn't stop it enough. What's going on?
What's going on, y'all?
Ain't nothing, man. Skinny Man trying to get a little action for Ronnie Brown's race, which I'm happy enough to go down and be down there myself, so shit, I might get to see Clash of the Titans.
Hey, JB, how late we running Saturday at Cecil?
Cecil County, 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
Yep.
All righty.
Mr.
What time the gates open?
Gates open at 10?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Mr. Monster on the line?
That's Monster Jones.
What's that?
How you doing, Monster?
Who's this?
This is Kenny Fox.
Hey, what's up, baby boy?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
Another day in paradise.
You the man.
We're gonna try to give this man down here with that kryptonite truck a little heart so we can take it down on September 6th on the hill.
Hey,
what happened to
Team
SBO, man?
Somebody get them boys out of the bushes. Tell them to log in. What's the hold up? I ain't got all night. He ready to race? I'm ready to race. What's the hold up?
Oh, Lord.
Skinny man. Skinny man.
What?
The Fox boys have... He is regrouped.
Hello.
That.
Hey, Terry Clark, are you back in yet?
Hey, JP.
Yo.
Hang on 1 second. Is that my man Monster over there here?
Yeah, who's this?
Monster, it's your man Scotty G.
Hey, what's up, brother? I'll be up there Sunday to support y'all.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see your big ass too.
Me too, man.
How you
doing? Sir. Too bad we don't have the car finished to be there, but we're gonna come and support y'all, man. So.
Hey Scotty G still on the phone?
Yeah.
What's going on? Hey, Scotty G, you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, when I get old pressure, you in trouble too.
Sorry.
God damn, Scotty, them boys over there. God damn, they hardcore around here.
Scotty, you know who that is.
Who?
Take a guess.
Man, you can't hear nothing over these damn phones.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. He's skinny.
What?
Huh?
I'm almost there.
Hey, Scotty G.
Yeah.
That skinny man.
He knows who I am.
Wait, the real life skinny man? Skinny man?
Hold on a second, fellas. Hang on. We're going to do some rides. We're going to watch the band. We're going to do all kinds of
skinny rides first.
Yes, get in the car. Hey.
Hold on.
Hey, anybody find King SVO? What's the holdup?
I don't know, man. You might then, you know, it might, the bushes might have came up around here, man.
He got a twin turbo small block. He should be the baddest man around, but he ain't as tough as he thinks he is. I can tell you that right now. He can fix him. Get his ass fucked on up. He goes on out there.
Good job, Marty,
man.
Man, this is a Thursday and y'all feeling like this.
Hannibal?
Hey, look, if Hannibal gets straight Saturday, they'd be looking for action.
Oh, so Hannibal could be looking for that action too, huh?
Yep. Maybe two or three passes. If we get them in, they'd be looking for action.
Yeah, Mr. Rock. Hey, isn't Hannibal Hector? That's somebody who eats people, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just making sure.
Eats them alive.
I was making sure.
All right, well, hey, let me see if I can see what these boys done went to, see if the bush is going to clean out.
Where SVO go? SVO work overtime or something?
We got to call in the search race. We got to call in the search rescue people.
He had to call and make sure it was okay to lock in. That's what's up.
All right, damn.
It was funny. Just a couple weeks ago, nobody was saying nothing to the man. The man owned the talk show. Now everybody rose up against him.
Hey, listen, fellas. Two lips will say anything. It's free to talk. It doesn't cost nothing.
Oh, Lord. I got to get me a shirt. A set of lips will say anything. Lord.
Y'all got my number. Call me back when he's got permission to lock me in.
Let me get that number because he's going to get back in. He just texted me. He said,
okay.
Man, I'm at work, but when I find out, we're going to lock that in. So
I got it.
He passed out.
28s, 275s, no wheelie bars, and stock suspension. Ronnie Brown's race, Team SEO versus the Killer Whale. You know what the killer whale is, right? The killer whale will eat a great white shark.
Gosh almighty.
The killer whale is the fattest thing in the ocean. There ain't nothing fatter than a killer whale. They stalk their prey. They hunt and pass.
So no more shark week?
I ain't scared of no. small
hey,
block twin turbo.
That is a race that I bet you will never happen.
Huh?
The shark went into the ocean for one animal.
What
animal
is
that?
Hey, a great white shark picks on seals because they can't bite back. Tell a great white shark to come meet a great white and see what happens. See what happens when you try to mess with a killer whale. Killer whale, surround that fool and eat him. Eat him. Hey, man, I ain't lying. Google it. It's on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube. Google it. Great white getting eaten by a killer whale.
Not run.
Man.
There
was nothing to see.
Lord. Hey, Pink,
David,
Pink Boy, you hearing this? You hearing this, Pink Boy?
Yep. What's up, fellas?
Man, hey, you heard it.
Oh, Mr. Pink Boy.
Who's that?
What's
that's
up,
Skinny Man. Skinny Man said they got something called the killer whale. And you, as you know, the killer whale is the baddest thing in the ocean. So, you know, if anybody want to play September 20th on 28th, the killer whale is ready to eat.
28
or 275. 28 or 275. So pick your poison.
What, a turbo car?
It's
I didn't
a big
you, dog. I got 28 or 275, man. I don't care what you got. You can have a blower, turbo, nice. I don't give a dang.
I mean, it's, when
you got 28 or 275, you got action.
Is it going to be over 20? Is it going to be diesel this weekend?
No.
He's looking for Mr. Ronnie Brown's race at Valdosta.
What would the killer whale do with animal control?
What's that?
Killer whale.
Listen. I got a Carter 6 like just like animal control, just like him.
Okay.
Just like
so,
him. I ain't bringing a knife to a gunfight. When animal control is ready, I'm going to bring a tank to a gunfight.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
But if this killer whale can eat a great white, the great white bit the animal control, so why can't this killer whale get away from this animal control?
I ain't messing with that. I ain't no dummy. I'll run ugly down there, too. Drag ugly down there. I'll run here. Are you scared?
You'll run ugly.
Did I stutter? Lock in.
You run
ugly. I'll run ugly down at Ronnie Brown's. There ain't no problem.
Run ugly and then run animal control.
Listen, I told you I'm not running animal control with this car. I won't run ugly.
We're
with
not
this
running.
Car, though.
We're not running ugly with your kill. You said nowhere near like a.
Whoa! What did you just say?
We are not running ugly with your killer whale. Because the way it sounds, they sit right.
Hey, you don't even know what the killer whale is. It got an 8.8 rear end housing in it. Tell me I got something special. It got an 8.8 in it.
Your rear is better than what's in ugly. Ugly only got a 7.5 out of a 4-cylinder Mustang.
I heard that. Hey, well, you better go to the junkyard and get your 8.8 then.
Hey, when we break this 7.5, then we'll go to an 8.8. But right now, she's doing all right with that.
I'll tell you what. Since animal control is so tough, you guys have that thing down in Orlando in December, sky's the limit. You can bet whatever you want. I'm going to come just like you. Stock suspension and nitrous come to win.
We ain't going to Orlando. You said about that.
I'm just telling you. If I'm gonna race animal control, I'm gonna bring something that sits just like it.
So you're saying if we put an 8.8 back in animal control, you'll run it?
What's that?
You're saying if we put an 8.8 in animal control, you'll run it?
No. Listen. I was born tonight, but I wasn't born last night. You follow me? I got something that sits just like animal control. I ain't got no problem racing you. Period. End of story. And sky's the limit. You can bet whatever you want. You can go get a loan, and I'll cover it.
Okay. So, hey, sounds good to me. I hope you ain't talking about the Nemesis.
Don't worry about what I'm talking about. I said just like you.
I hope you ain't talking. Hey, I ain't got no problem running Nemesis. No problem.
What do you say? Nemesis.
Hey, you wouldn't run a Nemesis 6 months ago.
That's because you wanted to go to a unknown track, lock the gate so nobody can come in there.
So, hey, why do you need anybody around? You need fans? What you need that for?
Get the fans what they
want. You talking about speak on. Man, I better go to the house.
Man, we ain't even talking about that. Let's get back to talking about the killer whale dragging Team SVO. That's what the holdup is.
They done went to the bushes.
Yeah, they in the bushes. Hey, somebody go get a bulldozer and a dump truck and get them out.
Yeah, I think you're right. They done went for a little bit, but I got your number. And I emailed Ted and already told him what's going on. So if I hear from Ted that he want to lock that up, then it's on.
Y'all hit me back then.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to hit you back. We, you know, killer whale's always loud.
All right, do your thing.
All right.
You know that little fucking them bitches, huh?
Here we go. Let me open this mic. 804-437-7262. Four three seven seven two six two 804 area code. All right. They done went into the bushes too. Them killer whales don't bite that bad. 804-490-3358.
Damn, everybody went to the bush.
What the hell is the bush? All right, 3358. 804 area code.
I did.
All right, hold on. Other one got back in. Let's see if he go back in the bushes. 804-370-2285.
Jamie, this is Big Gene.
Big Gene. What's going on, Big Gene?
Man, I got my other phone tied up. I'm listening to the dog down at the House of Books, the corner, and Dolmite pushed the race back an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, look, I got a brother of yours with a car that look exactly like yours. And we might do a photo shoot with your car and his car this weekend. We're gonna call it Jet Blue Flies with Most Wanted.
There you go. Who's that?
Scotty G.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Scotty G. Hey, we got Gene Stevens with Most Wanted, who's got your twin, your top sportsman twin.
Oh, he got the – well, what's up, Gene?
Yeah, he's coming.
I'm the guy to talk with you and Rob Capato on freeway.
What'd you say, Gene?
I said a friend of mine, Rob Capato, called Scotty on freeway, and I spoke with him not long ago.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah.
Scotty, you know Rob Zapato?
Yeah. Who?
Rob Zapato.
Man, you got me thinking now. You should have texted me earlier.
Gene said he was on three-way with y'all.
From New York.
From New York. Rob Zapato from New York.
They done got too much captain in them. He can't remember.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me do this.
What kind of car you got, Gene?
Well, he hangs out up there with the Montana brothers up at the chassis shop. Nick from Montana.
All right, now this is your backyard, Scotty, New York.
Hey, I just want to know, as long as I know that Gene is coming, I'm ready to do a little photo shoot myself.
Okay, so Jet Blue and Most Wanted neck and neck.
And you know, who's going to be in the middle is going to be John 4.
So you want to make a Jet Blue Oreo?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Inverted Oreo.
Yes.
Hey, Gene Stevens, I know you're waiting for this race. Now, hey, who you like, the Coroner or Dolomite?
What?
I'm gonna have to go with Dolomite on this one.
I think we think alike. I think that I'm gonna tell you how this is gonna go. Now listen to me what I say. The Coroner probably got the better piece, but
at House of Hoof tonight. I'm thinking he's going to shake the tire and Dolomite for the win.
Yeah, I think you're right. They said he made a shakedown and it didn't look too good.
Yeah, I'm dead on already. Lord, I need a call. Give me a PayPal bet. Maybe I can make something.
I tried to get the boys in Georgia to put up a couple $100 for me, but I couldn't hold nobody.
Yeah, so I wonder if we got somebody on here that like Tony Wright in the corner versus Gene Stevens on Saturday. Anybody? If anybody,
Big Warrior, do we get confirmation? Bad storm coming?
You said it's bad storm coming?
Yeah, is that definite? I texted him today. He didn't answer.
Oh, well, shit, let's see. Let's go ahead and see.
Him? Or, do you hear anything from Weeby? Is he back on planet Earth or no?
Weeby's on planet Earth.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord, somebody's calling in to talk to Gene Stevens. Gene Stevens, you got a friend that's calling. Hey, Gene. Gene Stevens. Yes, sir. You got a friend that's calling in right now that wants to speak with you. I think they call him Chad Glenn.
That fool, Mike.
Hey, hold on. Hey, I'm about to mute some of these mics.
Hey, he probably like the corner.
Huh?
He would probably like the corner.
So you're saying Chad Glenn liked the corner?
I said he probably would.
Chad Glenn, who do you like, the corner or Gene Stevens? Chad Glenn in there? Chad Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Who do you like, the corner or Gene Stevens?
I'm betting against Gene Stevens. If he races the tricycle, I'll go with the tricycle.
What do you think?
I'm going to get three with anything.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Some bad echoing is going on.
Yeah, hey, we going to have to, if you got your phone on speaker, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to step off or something because that echo is just killing me. Gene Stevens, hello.
Is Gene Stevens on here right now?
Yeah. Yeah, he's on here.
Gene.
Yes, sir.
You are coming to the horsing race, correct?
Am I coming to the race?
Are you coming to the horsing race?
Okay, Glenn, I'll come to 95.
I got you.
Hey, what's going on? Is somebody cutting grass in the background?
I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, y'all got to tighten up, man. Extracurricular activity, y'all got to save that for later. Give me about 45 minutes, and you can put the rubber back on, man. Come on. What's going on?
I'm going to run Chad Glenn's motherfucking ass head up, and when I come back down, I'm going to get the back tire and save money.
Oh, Lord.
That's a fucking promise.
Well, I got news for you. After that first pass, you ain't coming back. You going down the end of the track, get on the main road, head on home. You ain't coming back, I promise you.
You talk all that shit on the telephone. But when it gets
I talk all this shit in person, too. You must not know who I am.
I'm going to break you in the hard way.
You ain't going to break me in. You a big man, but you ain't that big. But you ain't that big. And I know you be fucking for a living. I know you fuck with some shit. But you ain't fucking with nobody like me. Let me tell you.
See, I will say, you was a bad man. You was a bad man with that big tire car. You ain't there no more. Hey, you on my turf now, brother. That little 28-inch tire, small block, you on my turf now.
Damn.
And I guess you think my car won't run on
28. I don't know what your car run. It ain't going to be fast enough.
Don't let your mouth
overload
your ass, son.
I promise you. You know everything about something about me. I ain't scared of you. You know.
You won't be saying that, I promise you.
Hey, fellas, hold on real quick. I got somebody who's trying to get in, but he can't get in because it's full. Hold on.
The show's full.
Are you in the fucking show?
All right, I'm calling this person in right now. He said it's full, but.
Okay. All right, I'll leave
it alone. Come on. Jimmy, listen.
Yeah. It's 32, man. Yeah.
All right.
Damn, it's like a show. It's cool.
All right, what?
Somebody must be doing dishes.
Yeah, god damn. Hey, who doing dishes? Y'all can tell the damn truth. Who the fuck doing dishes?
And then the shit.
Somebody got that whip
one more week.
But you just need to start turning off
your mic.
Yeah,
you can't
speak out.
Hey, JB.
What's
going
on?
Tell you what, man. Chad got me laughing over here, man. He's a trip.
Yeah, let me find this mic. Somebody got a terrible echo in the back of their mic. Or maybe I opened one up at the bottom and didn't even know it. Hold on, hold on. Oh, that might be it right there. Hold on. All right, what we got?
All right,
we good?
We good.
Yeah, I think we had a Maryland number. I ain't going to say nobody. They were just in there just chilling, kicking it, but... You know, they had to get off because we. And for some reason, my phone, I can't call anybody in. They got somebody want to get in, but it's not agreeing tonight. So. Oh, hold on. We agreeing now. All right, so 708 area code. Am I talking with Mr. Fade the Black himself?
Yes, sir.
What is going on?
Man, what's happening with y'all?
I don't know that. The boys is talking. The boys are trying. I got somebody on here trying to lock in one of your Midwest boys. For Ronnie Brown's race, but I don't know if they went to Bush's.
For Ronnie Brown race?
Yeah.
Hold on,
Jason. Yo. Yo.
Who is
this the heavyweight champ on the phone?
Yeah, that's Kanye.
That would be me.
All right. Got to make sure.
That's him. That's him. He wanted to get in. To talk with us this tonight, but if anybody don't know who that is, right now we have the man, Mr. Fade the Black himself.
Damn, he must be special.
Well, Chad Glenn, if you want to find out how special you are, you can put 29s on, and I guarantee you'll lock you in.
I can't afford a set of 29. My brother put some good used 28s on my shit.
God.
But don't worry, though. After I get done fucking up Gene, I'm going to buy me a brand new set of 28th and
29th. Donye.
Yeah.
I'm going to read this number out to you. This person wants to lock in your Midwest, buddy. 828-217-1913. Skinny man. He must have went on mute. Skinny man is bringing a car to Ronnie Brown's race on the 20th, and I think he said they call it the killer whale.
The killer whale.
Yeah, and he wants to lock in SVO on 28th. No balls, head up, 8 mile, Ronnie Brown's. Or 275, 28 or 275, no balls.
Ain't he from up that way?
Yeah, he's from down there.
He ain't gonna be there tomorrow or Saturday?
No, he told me he's not gonna be in Cecil.
Which car is the whale car?
The white
Mustang?
I don't know. 828, Skinny Man.
What's up, fellas?
Donye is trying to see what's going on. I told him you want to lock in his Midwest brother.
Yeah, Team SVO. Ain't nobody scared of them.
Which car?
I got a Mustang, stock suspension, big block nitrous 28s or 275s.
Oh. Is it a class car?
What's that?
That white car with the shark on the scoop?
No, that's
Hey, Donye, listen.
Huh?
Listen,
are you saying the
off,
whale car? I'm
listen,
trying to figure out what car it is.
Listen. First off, I'm not calling a grudge stock show with a class car. This is a grudge car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, you know better than that. I ain't calling no class. This is a grudge card.
Hey, y'all talked to him already?
No, I said something and he run for the bushes. hey, any of y'all got any friends in the grating business? Yeah, y'all know anybody in the grating business? You need to call them up. Tell them to go scoop them fools out the bushes. They hide.
I say, hey, they might. What time, man? They might be done working by now.
Hey, man,
JB got that number, don't you?
Yeah, I got Terry's number, but Terry's. I think he's. I'm gonna open the mic back up, but I think he's at work. 219-614-4018. You free? 219 Terry Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah,
219
is still busy.
I always miss this down turn up here. I got to get over.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I can't seem to get in touch with Terry. I don't, you know, like I said, I know they're in the shop right now, so.
Terry's got my phone number.
Yeah. Hey, JB, I'm going to tell you, texting me, old Tate the Great. You got his number. He's trying to get on.
No, I don't have Tate the Great number. Hey, I tell you what, read it out to me, and I'm going to call it in.
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, we want Tate the Great
over here.
That mobile might be getting paid this weekend. They said dog show, both people away from pulling up last night. They get three.
Oh, hold on, guy.
Whoever fill the show up.
Hey, Chad Glenn, tell my brother to tighten up. I can hear him in the background.
Hey, what happened to Ugly? What happened to them boys with Ugly? Ain't they going to that race? They said just like me. What's the holdup?
Ugly's on.
Huh? Hey, they said just like me.
They do?
Damn, girl.
Well,
Chad Glenn, you got a terrible echo on that phone. You on the speaker?
No, I'm by myself in the yard. I ain't got nobody around me at all.
Oh, okay. Somebody line his ass off. Tighten up, man.
I swear, I'm by myself. Your brother's somewhere else. I ain't around him tonight. I figured Gene was on there. I wanted to call and fucking cuss his ass out. That's all.
Yeah, what you got, Donye?
You ready? Let me show you.
We're knocking this highway down. What's happening?
Everybody, if you don't know who this is Mr. Tate the Great, one of Bowling.
I'm glad you went back to the track. It's the
Hey. There's a bookie in the background cussing somebody out.
Tell Bookie tighten up.
He cussing out one of them girls we like to play with.
How your chest stuck out there? If you ain't ready to engage, motherfucker.
Yeah, he talking to him. He's soft. What we got going on for tomorrow, JB? We at the bowl night tomorrow?
I know we go the pizza guy has invited us to his restaurant. And then after that, he said the bowling alley is 10 minutes from his spot. And they call him all the way to 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
Right your back
down. Who restaurant we going to go to?
Huh?
Who restaurant we going to go to?
Yeah.
We're going to Stefano's. It's right. It's called Stefano's. I'm gonna send you the address to your phone.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
He said he can hold 90 people, and he said all the pizza we can get, we can shove it down. He got chicken palm. They got true Philly cheesesteak, so whatever we can get.
I know what we're gonna do. We're going to make your ass.
That sounds pretty good. I like that.
To Chicago and race.
Do we get a Grizz Racing discount?
Huh?
I said, do we get a Grizz Racing discount?
Yeah, we get a Grizz Racing discount.
Okay.
We're
going to
see.
Huh?
Here we go. Pink.
Anything else, sweetie pie?
Hey, Pink Warrior.
Can I lock you in with that?
Are you going to be at Stefano's tomorrow night? I'll meet you guys up there. All right, well, hey, give us
Tony Wright and
hold on, let me book it. I can hear Bookie over here.
How about this here? I'm just checking out how my clock is. How about
this? All right. Hey, Tate.
Yeah.
What time are you gonna be up there? What time y'all getting in? Because that's the Pink Warriors. We gonna all meet up at Stefano's. What time y'all getting in?
Oh man, we meet in the morning.
In the morning, man.
Yeah. Now 8 o'clock, man.
Oh well, shoot, I'm gonna be there too. But what time y'all want to get up for dinner tomorrow?
Shit, I don't know, man. Once we get there, get settled in, we all just get together on the time.
We might slide over at a track and see what we can bump into.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Slide on over to the track. Y'all trying to get into some mischief early then.
Yeah,
What'd you say? Hey, P-Boy, what'd you say?
I was going to say, let me know. Where are you guys staying? Hotels near the track?
What'd
you say?
Where y'all staying, Donye?
We're staying close to the track.
Oh, well, I'm like 40 minutes from the track, so let me know. You know what I mean?
I'm in Edgewood.
Shit, I don't know where we at. Northeast.
Shit, I'm in there. I don't even know the name of that. I mean.
If you guys are going to take the ride up to Stefano's, let me know what time you're leaving, because I'm like a half hour from his place and like 40 minutes from the track. You know what I mean? I'm right in the middle.
I'm
right by the Philly airport. Philly airport.
All right. Well, hey, let me ask you this, Joe. Do you bowl?
Yeah, I go bowling. I gamble. I bowl.
I
got me a big bowling ball.
Oh, hey, well, I got two people on here that are certified hustlers.
Now, JB, you roll for that, man. That's like blocking a drag race, man. You can't do that now, JB. That's like blocking a drag race, JB. You got to keep stuff like that under your head, man.
I'll bring a bowler.
Hold on now. You can't bring no ringers.
JB, tell him about his He informing the people, man.
Yeah, go on, bring some bowlers. Bring some bowlers.
And bring
a few dollars.
Informing the ball, man. We can bowl.
After they done took all our money, now he gonna say we can bowl.
we could just meet up and play this little card game at the casino around the corner.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, what kind of car again? Now you talking. I'll tell you what,
we can have a
Texas Hold'em game at my house. You ain't got to drive
that's
to Stefano. I'm
35
minutes from the track. You can come to my house. I'll have a nice little party.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of car?
We'll
play Texas Hold'em.
Oh, no, I don't play no poker. I thought you were talking about something
else. Hey, hold on, guys. Pizza Gangster, give us Tate the Great needs the address to your spot.
All right. You ready for it? But listen, JB, let me know how many lanes, because like I said, I'll make the arrangements tomorrow night of how many lanes we're going to need, and I'll put them on reserve and hold. You know what I mean? So when you get a number, you call me tomorrow or whatever, and I'll try to arrange it. So like I said, after everybody's done, if they don't fall asleep after they're done eating, like I said, you know what I mean, I'll have lanes reserved to make sure, you know, we don't have to sit and wait, you know, to get into the bowling alley.
Hey, how many we take? Who else coming with y'all that's gonna bowl?
I don't know who all gonna physically bowl, JB. I just know we're gonna be there. At least four of us, probably.
We don't need to know tonight. Like I said, JB or somebody, you can text it to me or whatever, because like I said, I'll make arrangements or whatever. Like I said, we get two, three, four lanes or whatever. So at least we know if it's crowded up there, because it's a pretty big facility, that we can come just stroll right in. You know what I mean?
Right. All right.
Pizza Gangster, they also need what's your specialty at your restaurant? Because I heard you cook it up right good. These boys coming from the Midwest.
They ain't got no good pizza out that way. I know that they got that phony pizza comes in their dishes and stuff like that. So, you know, they're going to be, you know what I mean? So they still don't know how to make pizza out that way.
Upside down pizza.
My upside down pizza is I'll make you. And you don't, JB, I try to keep telling you this. You don't have to say. Don't say Philly pizza. That makes you look like you're an outsider.
Why?
Just say
it's cheap. Somebody in that ticket booth?
Huh?
Is somebody in that ticket booth?
No, you got to pull it out the machine. My damn iPad didn't work.
Go ahead, pull it out.
These boys going to be, hey, look, Pizza Gangster, they might pop up on y'all quick now. These boys, they going to be here in the morning.
Listen, they can be here for lunch. I'm ready for that.
Well, hey, Gene Stevens, are you coming up Friday or are you coming up Saturday morning?
814-754.
Hey, James. Hey, the race report's in. The race just went down at the House of Hooks. The corner took the win. Stone Cold cut the tree down on Tony Wright, but Tony Wright drove back around him.
So, yes, the corner knocks off Dolomite.
Yes, sir.
If he's going to have one.
Tony Wright in the corner takes the win against Dolomite. So now they think they're going to come up Saturday and knock off Gene Stevens in the same week.
He thinks he is. He said by 11 o'clock Saturday night, they will be the new world heavyweight champion top sportsman car.
No.
Who just said that?
Damn liar.
Got the main super?
They're going to have to go through me first, and that ain't going to be as easy as Dolomite.
Hey, what they calling that? A backham? That's a backham?
No, that's top sportsman.
That was the slowest race he ever saw.
Oh, shit.
He said he ate a banana split, finished his damn hot chocolate, and went to the trailer and came back, and they were still racing.
Just put that in a little container or put it in a bucket, like a bucket back there with a lid.
Donye, that means his pop. That means his pocket's going to be right for you to hit him Saturday.
He already said they're going to be right.
Hey, JB, the man rolled into the track. Now, the corner rolled in the track, quarter 940, right off the trailer and went to the start line.
God dang. And fuck Dolomite up. God. And, no, who you said was in it? Stone Cold or Nephew?
Nephew was driving.
And Tony Wright went around him.
And he left Tony Wright sitting at the tree, and Tony Wright drove around him on the other end.
God.
He one system on the car. The other one wasn't working.
Yeah, on the motor.
Did they run the quarter or to the eighth?
Huh?
Did they run the quarter or the eighth? To the eighth? Is that household?
They run 8 miles out now.
8 miles.
They ran 8 miles.
All right.
Oh.
Hey, JB, who on this phone up there, man, looking for some action Friday night?
Looking for some action Friday night? I don't know who looking for some Friday, but I know somebody that is looking for some maybe Saturday, and they were looking to do something with SBO off the trailer, but they said they gotta make a couple passes.
Who is that?
Ugly on 28.
They trying to come off the trailer?
They were trying to come off the trailer with SVO on 28.
Oh, God damn. They ain't coming off the trailer. They got to make a couple shakedowns.
Yeah, so they said that if they make it, they got a grudge race, and then they got the shootout. But they said, you know, if they meet in the shootout, they going to bet to the roof on the side. So.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody's looking for some action, though. But he's looking for all motor action. Who said JB?
French.
What's going on?
I was just going to ask you about the opposite of pretty once again.
Ugly. All
right. That's it. That's all I need to know.
Let me open. Who is this? 410-005-687.
What's up, JB? This is Kevin with the gangster.
This who?
This is Kevin with the piece of gangster.
What's going on?
Not much, man. I wanted to call back and say what's up to my uncle, man. Showing love.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah, we just, I think Stefano just got, you know, he was on, and I think he just got disconnected. He'll probably get on in a minute. We all supposed to be getting up at his spot, you know, we all getting up in there. I'm getting there about 2, 3 tomorrow, and, you know, the Midwest boys are traveling now. They actually on the road booking, man. The boys are dedicated.
Man, it's going to be a hell of an event Saturday, man. House packed.
And, hey, if anybody want to get in on a little bit of that apple pie, just holler at me. I got some in the stash. You know, I had to pick me some up. I needed something to drink, and I'm from the country, so, you know, I need something strong.
Oh, JB, bring me some moonshine from the south, please. I'll pay for it.
All right, well, shoot, I got some for you then. I got to get right, and see, Scotty already, he already going to be right, so I got to get like Scotty.
Hey, Joe.
Yo, what's up, kid?
What's going on?
No,
are you going bowl tomorrow?
I think I might, yeah. I don't know how much bowling I'm going to do. I might do more drinking than bowling and get under Donnie's skin somehow. I don't know.
Okay, but I was going to try to get off work, come up there and get
you.
Hey,
I'm going to get you out. Hey, as long as you keep betting, I'm going to keep getting you all the drinks you want.
Hey, 540-287-5481. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
Mary Beth.
Who is that?
I'm working.
All right, well, I guess they didn't want their mic open. 540, if you want to get back in later, just holler at me.
Hey, JB.
Hey, Joe Minicondi, is the pink one going to be in the house tomorrow?
Yeah, Saturday, yeah, it'll be there.
Saturday? Okay. So, Lord, have mercy. Going to have a slew full of cars at Cecil County on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be representing. Hey, Taylor will be representing big block, small block, all big block.
Hey, who was that? Who was that? Was that Kevin?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Are you still having a streetcar shootout?
Yeah, streetcar shootout. Yep, 200 entry and 2,000 payout.
Yeah, I'm going to get it 4:30.
Okay.
So you have a cup of coffee.
So you gonna put your Pontiac in there?
Put it on the way or something.
I know
Donye got a Buick, so I wonder if you gonna bring the Buick.
No,
we only bring it
two cars up. Oh, okay, because I know that Buick, I heard that Buick get a little busy too now.
That's just a little streetcar, man, a little grocery getter.
I was about to say, Don, yeah, I might have to see you about that little grocery getter.
you got to come down. We're having a race on the 18th of October. It's probably going to be a little streetcar shootout there, too. You boys going to have to come on down.
Where is this race at, Donnie?
It's going to be at No Limit. No Limit
Raceway.
Goddamn,
I got it. Hey, somebody from this area got to take that trip with me, man. I ain't going 13 goddamn hours by myself again.
Hey,
whoever on here from the DMV want to go out to the Midwest and party with them boys on the 18th, you know, PM me or whatever, because I'm going to tell you, it's fun out there. They race from sun up to sundown.
Hey, is Tricky Ricky, is he on the line?
Tricky Ricky?
Yeah.
He's not on here, ready. He's not on here, but...
Ready.
Hey, you know what? He's not on here, Donye, but... I tell you what, hold on. We're gonna pull something off for you. Hold on, let's see.
Get him on the ball.
gone too.
Oh man, Scotty, go. You went to sleep.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. No, Scotty's still in there. He's just drinking that Captain.
Yellow.
Mr. Tricky Ricky.
Yes.
I got somebody that wants to talk to you.
Who is that? Who is this?
This JB. I got Mr. 708 area code. I got Tricky Ricky on the phone right now.
Hey, yeah, man, y'all gonna have anything ready for Saturday?
Who is this?
Kanye.
Who?
Kanye.
Nah, man, both of our shit still down.
Huh?
Both our cars still down.
Oh, both of them?
Yeah.
You got anything else you can get in?
Do I have
what? Now, if you come on feet, I'm going to race you on feet, man.
Oh, nah, I ain't with no running. I ain't doing none of that. If I told somebody else before, if I ain't being chased by the police, goddamn it, I'm not running on foot. That shit out the question. Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
I might have to take your little foot challenge.
Huh?
I might have to take your foot race.
You might have to. What's that?
This Kevin with the pizza gangster. I might have to take your foot race on Saturday.
Oh, no, that was only for Tricky Ricky. That was only for him.
I may be up there, though, but I don't think I'm going to do no damn foot racing, though.
Kevin.
Yeah.
This Frank.
Yo, sir.
I want a free pizza, man. Let's do a race. Let's race on foot for a pizza.
You got it.
My man. I gotta clear you.
Got a foot race going on.
Yeah, I do. Look, anybody my age, I'll run. God damn, a little foot action. Hey, Scotty G, if you are not holding the if you are not drinking the Captain, do you want to get in on this foot race?
Are you talking about me running?
Hey, Scotty,
yeah.
If you run, I give you the 1-1.
Yo, JB, who wants to get in a foot race with me?
Yo,
is that pink for you?
Yeah, that's
right.
I said it.
Oh.
Barefoot, too.
Damn.
Yo,
I'll
let you leave.
Don't get stupid, Kev.
I'll let you leave and I clear you.
Do not get stupid. Because I'm fat, don't mean I can't run.
Oh, I never take that into consideration. That don't mean nothing. That's just like because somebody tall, that don't mean they can play basketball.
Somebody calling somebody in. I can't run up.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please
try
your call again later. Announcement 1-170-2.
We say JB.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1-170-2.
Yeah, somebody got to go to get some, like, somebody got that Nextel chirp. Y'all remember that Nextel chirp. Gene Stevens, are you back in here, Gene Stevens?
Yeah, I got to finish shooting the shit with the boys down south. All
right, so I guess they're thinking that being that they done knocked off Dolomite, they going to come to Cecil and knock you out.
Well, JB, I'm going to tell you like I told them, they sure try. Their luck's killing it to run out.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, I saw Most Wanted make a shakedown the other week, and all I can tell you was Flames Out Friday looked damn good.
Well, they're coming on up here, and they claim that by 11 o'clock they could be heading back south with that bill. I got a different story.
Hey, you heard that? You heard that, Scotty?
What's that, Jay?
That's Gene Stevens. He said the coroner said they're going to pull the ambulance up, put the belt in the bag, lock it up, and go on back south. They got them a win against Dolomite tonight, so they want to go 2-0 this week. But I can tell you, they're going to have to come on their A game because Gene Stevens said he ain't playing.
I got to go with my man Gene just for the goddamn color coordination he got.
JB, I want you to make a picture happen. I want to have that thing framed. Boy, I'll have them two cars sitting side by side. That'd be a good picture.
Oh, hey, it's already done. Look, I just text John Ford. He said, man, give me all the picture opportunities I can get. Well, I was like, well, we're going to put the twins beside each other, and, you know, we're going to find the model there and put her in the middle. He was like, all right, I'm in.
Big tie for Willie Brothers and the small tie. Well, he got a small tie car. I guess that's considered a small tie.
Yeah, he got a drag radio.
Yeah, small tie with no bars.
Oh, we got 708 area code. Is that another Midwest caller? 708-288-9598.
John, yeah, we lost the call.
Oh, okay, yeah, they talking about what the coroner said. The coroner crew and Tony Wright said they gonna load the belts up by 11 o'clock and head back down south.
They gonna do what now?
They gonna load the belts up after they win, and they heading right back down south.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
JB.
Yo, who is that?
They coming up there. They coming up here with the corner, up to Maryland with the corner.
Yeah, the corner gotta run Gene, and you know they bringing both cars. They gonna bring the corner for Gene, and they bringing Baby Hitler for you. So I don't know what they think they trying to do, but.
I was just about to ask you that, JB. Are they actually going to come this time, or are they going to pull a no-show again?
No, they already. From what Gene said, they said they coming, and they're going to load it. By 11 o'clock, they're going to have the belts and go on about their way. But we're going to see how that works.
That's a lie.
Thank you, sir.
The 29-inch tie belt going to be up there too, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So, all right, this is going to be
coming back to the Midwest.
So the 29-inch belt is going to the Midwest, and this belt that I got in this room is going to stay in the DMV. It's just going to New Kent, where, you know, going to Plumber's house.
Yes, sir, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, because you're going to lay the pipe Saturday.
We're going to take a picture of them two blue cars and the belt on top of it. If I can find a way to develop it before they leave, I'm going to give the corner a picture and take it home so he can stew about it until next time.
Yeah,
I ain't saying a word of a lie. Dog said it looked like a federal race.
Yeah, I just got a text from somebody that was there. They said that neither car made the best pass of their life.
Neither one of them?
Yeah, they said neither car made the best pass, so.
Hey, what's up? We on the road already.
Gene got that blue Camaro, don't he?
Yes, he does. Gene does have that blue Camaro.
Oh, man, he going to be there Friday night?
Now, hold on.
Even early Saturday morning.
Early Saturday morning?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna try you with this old Buick. I'm gonna take everything and drag race in front of you.
Are you? Well, who said I was giving?
Oh, well, if you're giving, I'm taking.
Well, I don't blame you for that.
I thought you might be feeling generous or something, you know?
I'm always feeling generous. Ask JB. I always give away shit.
I was, you know, we just do it for a little something, you know, right off the trailer.
I need to make a shakedown or two anyway.
Huh?
I need to make a shakedown or two anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Lord have mercy, y'all boys. We can come right on off the trail.
I'm gonna take the back side, the freight, and the clear today.
JD, you watch that pass real careful this weekend. You can say that motherfucker ain't no top sports man. It looks more like a pro mod.
Well, you right. I done seen the guy, but I ain't worried. I mean, we just gonna gamble. I got a shakedown. You got a shakedown, and you know that's a good, good gamble.
I guess William Brown will be the next one up in the town to get that belt.
Well, Gene, I'm going to inform you that somebody is already ready to call you out for that belt after you get it.
Well, inform me who that might be, just for curiosity.
All I'm gonna say is it's a big green machine and it's on steroids.
That big green machine is on steroids. Well, hey, everybody deserves a shot.
He wanted me to ask you if you take that belt, can September 6th he run you for that belt?
Now, I got a lot of shit going on September 6th. That probably ain't the best day. I know who the fuck you talking about.
Hold on, Jane. Now, what are we going to do now? I ain't trying to let you jump around my question. You giving? If you giving, I'm taking now.
I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Donye with the Regal.
Oh,
with the slow Billy.
I gotta give you 29
with no Willie Bar.
What you gotta have now?
Huh?
What you gotta have?
I tell you, everything is good. That time, the break in the clear today.
Come on, Donye, you gotta ask for all that, man. You know we ain't no business racing.
Why? I mean, I'm gonna come right off the trailer.
Oh.
We're gambling. You're just a racer, not a gambler.
Yeah, I'll take a gamble, try something.
So what you think? How much is that? You take a gamble for what? Gene, what'd you say?
Hold on, man, Donnie. I'm trying to load the car in the shop.
Oh, okay.
Push your ass.
Hey, Donnie, the way you over there asking, I know somebody that might ask for something on a 28.
Hey, 29, 28's all the same. That's all the same.
Oh, okay. I just was making sure because somebody messaged me. They said if he wantin', he said, well, he get.
He want? No. Hell no. Hey, that ain't no different. Now, you take a 29-10-5 and a 16-30-33 or a 17-34, now that's the difference.
Yeah, I understand.
Donnie,
well, you know,
I'm back now. I'll give you one of the two. I'll give you the break and the kick. I'll give you the break and the clear, or I'll give you the back tie and the break. I ain't giving you all three.
Oh,
goddamn, man. Stop being scared with that big-ass motor you got.
Shit, I got me a baby motor.
You got a big motor. You. When you say you, who you talking about? You? I bet couldn't tell. I bet you couldn't tell me how big it is.
It's over 7.
Huh?
Huh? So now you can't hear, huh?
Hey.
You over 7?
I bet you don't want to lock into that, do you?
Yeah.
How right, much you want to lock in?
I don't blame you.
How much you want to lock in?
What do you say? I can't hear you.
How much you want to lock into that?
You got, would you gonna bring somebody to the track with a pump gauge? I mean,
we already got one.
Yeah.
Now
we do that. We do that at the track. We're gonna do that at the track.
No, because
yeah.
What you think I'm gonna change motors between now and
you motherfucking
not?
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm a
you sneaky Midwest some bitches. Yeah, that's the kind of shit that y'all do. I know. Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way up there, man. How the hell I'm gonna change the motor?
Sneaky motherfucker.
It don't take that long.
Where I'm gonna get a motor for the change, man? Who gonna get it to me?
I can get some air.
Your tuner. What? He be there, right? I know he gonna have something in the stash for you.
Hey man, don't nobody ride around with that motor. Not on the budget. We
shit.
Falling on the budget around here, man.
Man, you big wigs, y'all do stuff like that. Did you see that video that Big Ball Factor did a little while back? You know, that man riding around with 2-3 motors in the trailer. So I mean, I know
hey,
you capable at least have one.
Hey, him and me,
extra.
Different people, man.
That's why I said I know you're at least capable of having one extra motor with you. Or somewhere close by.
Now, why are you trying to block my damn race anyway, man? Come back on me.
I'm not blocking nothing. I wasn't ever on you.
Yes, you are, man. You need to go back on me. Me and Gene was
talking. But I tell you what. When,
hold on, man. Yeah,
Hold on. I'm going to say what I'm going to say because you asking. So I'm going to just throw this out there. Now, since you asking Gene for everything in drag racing, how about you give me the same race?
Well, what?
So we'll have a car ready by the 6.
By the 6? I ain't going to be there on the 6. I ain't coming back up there on the 6. On the 6. Yeah. What are you talking about that on the 6?
We'll race at Capitol on the 6. Well, I mean, it really don't even fucking matter. If Gene give you that race, you give me the same race. It don't make a fucking
hold
difference. Where is that?
Wait, what? You talking about giving you a car that's red? Wait, what?
Look, y'all better let me get that pump this weekend. Fuck them races. I can get them races anytime.
Are we talking about with what, man? Give you what with what?
Well, either car that I decide to bring, whether it be the Camaro or the Malibu, you give me everything in drag racing, just like you
man,
asking for everything in drag racing from Gene.
Why the hell would I give you everything in drag racing? You look just like me, man. Actually, you got bigger tires on and Willie Bob. Why the hell
you
would
got,
I give you,
you, you got the same shit, man?
Why? No, I don't. I got 29.
Hey, Donnie, go ahead and talk to Gene, because you about to start talking some other shit. Go ahead and talk to Gene.
Yeah, when you get all pressure, call me, man.
Say what? When I what?
When you get all pressure, then you call me.
All right.
Or when you get out of chassis jail, then you call me.
Okay. Gene, get him.
And you've been in there so long, you shouldn't be asking for nothing.
Yeah, you're right. I have been, but that's what happens when you get spit around by somebody.
You better try to tell him, get you everything you need while you're there.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking you to give me something. You don't want to give me nothing.
When you get all pressure, you call me.
Go ahead and talk to Gene now.
You've been asking for an ass whooping for a long time, man.
Yeah. I'm even willing to make it even better for you. And sweeter. You give me everything in drag racing with me coming on 29s fresh. No testing.
Wow. Come to your track and you ain't testing.
No, I said anywhere.
I think I knew this, man. You call me when you get an oil pressure. Right now, Gene got oil pressure.
God damn, man. I said go ahead and talk to Gene like 3 times. You still talking to me? I said, okay.
Go back on mute, man. Gene.
Yes, sir.
What you want to do, man?
I got one objective Saturday. That's the only thing I'm looking to do.
I'm trying to
talk to somebody. Shakedowns and get that belt.
Oh, that's your objective?
That's my objective. And you taking the other belt home, right?
I'm taking that home. But that ain't mine,
and that other one ain't mine either.
Hey, Tricky Rick.
Marcus. Hey, I'm
great. Hey, this Kevin with the pizza gangster. Hey, you running JC, right?
Yeah, on the 6, yes. JC,
okay.
Who? What's that one they put out there? I don't. Whoever they decide to get.
Man, I laughed my ass off when I was looking at that post.
KB, don't forget my moonshine.
Hey,
I got it.
Coming? Is JC coming?
No, JC got a. I think JC got a race at Cecil the 23rd.
That's what we're gonna do.
Not at Cecil. Capital. My bad.
Oh, they got something going on.
Ask Don Dave what he'd give me with my small tire car.
Oh, Donnie, what? Hey, there you go. Small. What you give him with his small tire car? Full interior.
A full interior chassis car?
Full interior street car.
Windows, door locks, headlights, brake lights, you name it, I got it.
No power out of them.
No, I got a small block on nitrous.
Oh. Okay. What? Mustang?
No, it's a Camaro. Oh, heavy-ass car.
Full interior, no steel. I mean, no fiberglass.
No fiberglass. Factory doors, front end, back, everything factory. Sitting on 28.
And you say power windows?
Power windows and everything.
Small block, nitrous only.
Yes, sir. One system.
Oh, okay, that don't mean shit. You can put 800 on one system.
I'm like you. I want everything in drag racing.
What you trying to do?
I want everything in drag racing.
You got it for how much?
Let me get this race done this weekend. I ain't playing both cars, but I damn sure want to try that one.
What'd you say? Let you what?
I'm not bringing both cars this weekend. I'm only bringing one. But
If you ain't talking about Friday or Saturday,
I'm talking about making a trip your way.
Just call me when you're ready. When you're ready to come this way, I'll let you know what we got going on and where we can meet at.
That's fine. I'd like to do that.
But. Yeah, we just looking for somebody Friday night, really.
Are they doing any
testing tune up
there Friday night?
Yes, they are, Friday night.
Okay.
What other tracks over? Why closest the other tracks around now?
The closest one to Cecil, I guess, would be, I mean, ATCO is probably another hour and a half, and then Capital is probably 2 hours from there.
Jersey, ain't it? Ain't that going to Jersey?
We that
close to Jersey?
Well, it's about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes.
I don't think Capital that far from Cecil. It's probably like maybe an hour in the opposite direction. Because if you go from Capital and come up north, that's probably about a good hour 15 minutes maybe.
To Capital?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from Capital to Cecil.
What's going on Friday night in Capitol?
I think that's just a bunch of test and tuning stuff.
Yeah, they're going to be testing for the Outlaw OPS Warrior Shootout.
Oh. Any of the guys up that way coming in Friday night, coming down Friday night, do some testing?
I don't know who's coming in to Cecil to test other than the white boys, I think, are coming in, but they testing their small block car.
It's a small block belt up for grabs too, ain't it?
Yeah, the small block belt is up for grabs between Mr. Petey Small Block and the white boys.
Oh, God damn, well, that's a lot of belts going to be up there this weekend.
Yes, and the first ever, my belt will, oh, Lord, Team SBO got oil pressure. Y'all want to hear this? I might as well let y'all hear. Hold on. They got oil pressure. They pumped up right now, so maybe something going on. But let's hear what this thing sound like with a little oil pressure. Ah, little oil pressure. But the first ever no clock small block DMV belt is up for grabs, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, somebody going to, I'm going to tell you, somebody going to be, you know, and not only the no-clock belt isn't just going up, you're getting $2,000 from the shootout, you're getting the belt, and you're getting $250 gift certificate to nothing but other than Induction Solutions.
Hell, I want that belt.
Oh, God damn. That's a lot of good shit there.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And then in the Dead Man Walking shootout, I think that's the 28-29 stock front suspension, any rear suspension, 28-29 nitrous or turbo, and no chassis cars. And that one is $2,000. And what's going on is $2,000, plus you're getting a gift certificate from Pro Torque.
How much is that?
$2,000 to win, and the gift certificate, I think, is $250.
Okay.
So, you know, Induction Solutions and Joe at Pro Talk have come on, and they're showing the love, and, you know, they're giving, and we appreciating, and now it's time to do what it's going to do. And, I mean, so far, for the Dead Man Walking shootout, we got Ugly, I think, is coming up to play. SVO is coming up to play, the Crazy Bitch, Brian Nelson and the Disco Nova, Sean Murphy and the Cleaner, and the Pink Warrior, I don't know, he might, if he's still on, he might play in the Dead Man Walking shootout, and I think Marcus Thompson in the Red Bull is going to play in the Dead Man Walking shootout. Oh, hold on. And Midwest, another Midwest killer, I think it's called John Doe. Young Money Racing is coming to play.
Them boys might be on the highway, too. We're supposed to meet them somewhere in Ohio.
Yeah, they're on the road. They are on the road.
Yeah.
Hey, Donye, them boys from Texas want you right bad. I just seen a post. Let you see this post.
Man, they don't want nothing, man.
But let me let you hear this now. Races I would like to see. Donye versus Live Action. Donye versus Memphis Gangster. Donye versus Obama Boo. And Donye versus Goldie.
Now, I'm going to tell you which one ain't going to happen and which one might happen. Live Action, that ain't going to happen because they only want to go to two tracks.
Okay. All right. I feel you on that.
Obama Boo, they might not leave Texas. Now, that goddamn Goldie, they might get up enough courage to do something. They owe me some get back.
They owe you some get back,
they
huh?
Give it to me. Yeah, they owe me some get back.
All right.
And the Memphis Gangster, he on deck. He just don't know it yet.
Lord. I like that. Now, the Memphis Gangster is on deck.
Sunday morning, if I got all pressure, he on deck.
Hey, man, I'm just going to let y'all know I just got another text. The IBR Icy Boys Racing Camp are making a trip up to Cecil County on Saturday. And they said about 7 guys from the camp are making a trip because they got their money on the race between Coop Performance and the Dirty Boys. And I'm guessing this must be going to be a race to see because everybody talking about coming to see who's going to keep the belt.
The
Icy Boys Racing, and they got a car, they got a truck, S10, small block truck. Man, I might have to, I don't mean no harm, guys, I might have to get off here tonight and maybe go pick up the rental and head out a little earlier myself. Shit, ain't shit around here to do. But yeah, Donye, I don't know where you talking about going, but I know where we gonna be. Cecil, they are. I talked to Jim Halsey from 5. I think he said from 5 to 10:30 they're gonna be doing a little. They're gonna be doing their little. You know, every Friday they do a test and tune, and I know Capital is doing a test and tune, and ATCO probably is doing one, but. You know, all of them, you know, all of them are testing, so, you know, you can pick your poison.
Well, we probably gonna just stay around Cecil. That way we can go see Pizza Rob, eat up all his good food.
Okay.
Take all his money.
Oh, yeah, you talking about the Pizza Gang.
Take up all his bill. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I don't know why I said Pizza Rob. I was thinking about the one in Michigan. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so, hey, how far have y'all gotten so far?
Huh?
How far have y'all gotten so far?
Oh, man, we got a long way to go. Shit. We got,
10 hours.
Shit. A long way to go.
Okay.
10 hours, another 650 miles.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dang.
Yes, sir. We're knocking it on down, though.
I hear you. Well, fellas, I'm going to go and I'm going to get ready because I'm going to hit it because at 7 o'clock I got to go and pick up this rental car. And like I said, I'm headed up to, you know, Cecil County. So if anybody need anything or y'all need something or, you know, something y'all need, y'all give me a call because I'm going to be headed up in, you know, in the morning. But if anybody want to test, like I said, y'all can come to Cecil County from 5 to 10:30. You know, they are going to be testing. So 5 to 10:30, they are going to be testing at Cecil County. And, you know, I'll probably be there, you know, for a little bit. Then everybody, I'm going to give y'all this address. If y'all want to write it down, put it down, or, you know, probably around 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, we will be meeting up at Stefano's. 3855 Humeville Road, Hullmeville Road, Bensalem, Pennsylvania, Bensalem, Pennsylvania, 1902. Huh?
Pennsylvania?
I messed up. Hold on. Philadelphia, my bad.
Man, you gonna have us in a whole nother state.
Nah, hold on. It's Philadelphia. I'm messing with y'all, man. Like I said, I've been up since 4 o'clock, man. I had to work today, so had to work early so I can get off the weekend.
How far away is that? It's about an hour.
That is all. Philadelphia from this place, his shop from the track, he said, is 25 minutes.
Oh, damn. We way up there then, huh?
Well, see, Philadelphia, you know, Philadelphia is actually close to Cecil. Cause, you know,
the yeah, I know. We're going to get to him before we get to the track.
Yeah, you will. You'll get to Philadelphia
You'll get to Philly before you get to Cecil. But, you know, like I said, I mean, he said that his place can hold 90, and he said, you know, we come there, do what we got to do, you know, and also, like I said, we after that, they said there's a big Brunswick Bowling. They said it's a big one right there from the track, and anybody else, too, if they don't want to go bowling, you can hit the casino. They said the casino is a little farther drive, but if y'all come in to, you know, lose a little money or get some money, y'all can pick your poison.
Hey, JB.
What's going on?
This is Kevin. I'm about to get on off here, man. I just want to wish everybody good luck on Saturday, man. You know, I hope everybody do good, you know, and, you know, blessings to all y'all.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on up and have some fun, man. We gonna party, man. You know, I got to stop back working another 2 weeks with these badass kids, so I'm liable to be right at Scotty G on Saturday. So, don't, you know, if I'm acting a little crazy, it might be because of the moonshine.
Well, you already know I'm going to be sporting that black and red anyway.
I understand. So, yeah, man, catch me. There's only one place I'm going to be on Saturday, and I'm going to get there early because, you know, I'm going to get kicked back, might throw a little cornhole before the race and start, and get drunk. So, y'all can find me.
Well, you already know. I might even join. You might throw a couple back.
Yeah, and I'm going to bet also he didn't get on here tonight, but Jay Barnes is supposed to bring his car called the Zookeeper, and he is looking for none other than George, Big George, in ski mask. So he is looking for the ski mask. So he's been talking about this all week. I can't get him off the question of the ski mask. So Jay Barnes is probably going to get what he wants. So another race y'all could see take place. Jay Barnes and his Zookeeper Mustang versus Big George and ski mask.
Yeah, that should be nice. That should be real nice.
But if Jay drive, I like Big George all day. Everybody, y'all can write that down.
A little bit of faith in him.
Y'all can write that down. If Jay Barnes drive, and I'm gonna text it to him. Hold on. You drive, I like Big George. So you know, if y'all want to bet on that one. Y'all want to bet on that one, Zookeeper versus Ski Mask. And also, just got a text and a call. Larry T from Custom Tees is coming up, and I think they are going to bring the Thundering Goat.
Hmm. Hey,
so,
JB.
Yeah, I might.
On Facebook, it was a bunch of talk about Larry's race getting canceled. Is that true?
It is true, and man, I think you know, I ain't even gonna hide stuff, but as you can see, the race is still going on, but it's not Larry T.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I did see one post about that.
Yeah.
So they still having a grudge race, but it's not Larry T.
Yeah, so
yeah,
Danya,
you
can already read between the lines on that one, sir. Yeah, I don't feel too good about that one myself. But, yeah, it's still the same name and everything, but it is going through the track, and they are still doing the underdog after grudge. You know, that's all still going on, but it is not Larry T. It is through the track. But, you know, hey, to each his own. All I know is on Saturday, I will be at VMP with Will Brown III. So, you know, I know the Florida boys were – I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. The Florida boys were coming to MIR on Sunday, but, you know, they're going to stop in on Saturday, and they're going to be with Will Brown. And that is Baldy, Big Low, and I think T5 are coming up to VMP. They were going to make a full weekend, but they're going to hit VMP and swing on back around.
Well, they sound like they coming in packs.
Yeah, they coming. The Florida boys are coming. I think you might. Baldy is looking. I think he wants a certain person. And that, you know, it ain't no hiding about that. To say
same person he been wanting, so that probably will go down too. I don't know if it's going to go down or not, but Baldy is looking for a certain person.
Oh, another thing too, JB, man, you doing your thing for real, especially with, you know, the first race you had and then now you're having this one. It's going to be a big thing, man.
Oh, yeah, me, Scotty, and Scotty will tell you, is he still up? I know he's still, Scotty G, you sleep?
Yeah, I'm here, dog, I'm here.
Yeah, Scotty, man, remember when we first started talking about this thing?
Yes, sir.
Now, man, it's just like, damn, man, it's 2 days, you know. No, actually, it's tomorrow. It's a day and 2 hours, and we'll be at Cecil County drinking on Captain and having a little fun, man. So, you know, it's here now, you know. About 2-3 months ago, we were talking about it, and now the shit's here, so.
Yes, yeah, ready to go down now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm about to get off this phone. I'm going to go lay in that bed, and I'm going to tell you, when 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hit, I'm at the airport picking up this rental, because like I said, I'm going to tell y'all, I got a Chevy with 260,000 miles on it. That ain't a good idea. So rental car action.
Hey, man, that's why you bought a new car to drive it, man.
I ain't got a new car. You know, I got a, you know, I got to ask Jay Barnes for a loan.
Oh,
yeah, I gotta get a loan. I gotta get on that status. So I'm gonna have to call Biz and get a goddamn Cadillac.
All right,
yeah,
bro, we're knocking this highway on down. We should be in there in the morning. First thing in the morning.
Well, look, if anybody need to call me, 804-763-9545. Like I said, I'm gonna be there about 2 or 3. I'm gonna stop in. My hotel is in Edgewood, I think it is. Edgewood, Philadelphia, which is not too far from the track. And I'm going to hit that up, check in, and then I think I'm either heading to the track or I might go to Marcus Thompson's shop out in front. So, you know, just hit me up. I'm going to be riding through looking for something to do.
Hey, send me that address for Piece of Gangster. Send it to my Facebook or something.
Hold on. Let me get your number, dude. I got it. The 288 one?
Yeah.
All right. Let me save that. So
Whose shop is that out in front? And where is that at?
That's Marcus Thompson. He's one. He's been helping us. Scotty knows. He's been helping us with the race, and he's actually doing the streetcar race for us. He's got a shop not too far from the track, called Out in Front, and them guys are getting together. And actually, Donnie, what the funny thing about it, they do a lot of what we call street racing. So, you know, they might be getting together on Friday, playing around a little bit. But I'm going to hang out with them boys. They supposed to be getting the cars ready, the Red Bull and a couple others. So I might stop by there, and then I'm gonna head on into the track, I guess, to watch some shakedowns. So.
Yeah, well, you know, if you get in there early, just call me. Just hit me up. We might come by too.
All right. Well, shit. I'm gonna call Marcus and see what's going on. All
right.
Jamie, right, what time the gates open?
The gates open at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. All right, fellas.
All right.
All right.